Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we're going to talk about stewardship of the past. Now, this is an easy topic for an old church. I don't mean our chronological ages today, but we are kind of old. We were founded in 1853, and so we have a history. And even in the secular world, we like to look at ancestry. There's a popular site, ancestry.com, where people can go up and look at their genealogies. I remember as a teenager often saying that I was half Italian, half mutt, because my mother would tell us all about her Italian heritage, but Dad was strangely silent on his. When we'd say, "Daddy, where did we come from?" he said, "You're Americans." I said, "Yeah, but we weren't always here. Where did we come from?" And finally, an uncle told us that we had part Scottish, part Irish heritage, which was quite intriguing to us. So I could no longer say it was part Italian, part mutt. I was happy to know that I had roots somewhere. We all want to know about our rootedness. Where did we come from? How did we get here? And it's a fascinating subject. In this church, that we're closely aligned with the Historical Society, and we have tours here, and we talk about the past quite openly and quite freely, and it's a fascinating subject. But how are we stewards of the past? It's one thing to recount time and date. It's one thing to recount stories. But a stewardship of the past is more than that. It's how we gain perspective on our past. That's the important thing. When we read the scripture today in the psalm, when it talks about learning about the past, why do we learn about it? It says so you can teach the children about God's faithfulness and God's love to us. When we talk about the past, we can talk about it with confidence, knowing that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In my first church, I learned a great deal about their past because they were about as old as this church. They were formed in the 1800s, and they had a wonderful heyday, a time in their church life where they seemed skyrocketing up. And of course, those days had long passed. And they had a wonderful pastor who had been in the church 30 years. And at that time, they were burgeoning. They had a couple of services. They had young people. They had a wonderful, wonderful ministry. And any pastor who came after him could not hold a candle to him. And most especially the young woman who came out right from seminary. And although I had followed many fine pastors at the time, and I was here with that legacy, it was a very difficult time because the church from that high point had kept going down. And the way the people of that church dealt with the past was to look back with such nostalgia and to remind the subsequent pastors what failures they were. Now, let me tell you, that's not good stewardship of the past. Being nostalgic, saying, "Oh, those were the good old days," whatever they were, is not good stewardship. Well, one day I visited with a man who was in his 90s, and he had been young and on the board at the time that this great pastor was in power and had seen all the changes. And so I was talking to him about that, and he said to me, "Pastor, don't you understand? When he came to this church, it was in worse shape than it is today." Well, that was news to me. I had never heard that. And he said, "The pastor had to take out a second job. He was a longshoreman for 10 full years because the church couldn't pay him." And he said, for 10 years, that man labored with very little success. And it wasn't until after that first decade that anything positive started to happen. He said, what the people are recounting to you is what they remember from the good times. But I'm here to tell you that there were times that we had to wonder if the church was going to close because there were so few of us who were doing anything in that church. And he said, they are remembering the good times. Remember, it took a man at least a decade. Now, I had been there all of 1 year. And I remember thinking to myself, if it took him 10 years, then maybe I can stay and work and not be so discouraged. That's stewardship of the past. He gave me a wonderful new perspective that the man that I followed so many years ago had not walked on water. He had done the hard work, and that's why that they had such a good response. And if I stayed, perhaps the Lord would bless my work too. That's stewardship of the past. When I think of the past here, what I remember, because I'm very new, I've only been here 4 years, but of the stories I remember, what sticks out to me is that the people came to a wild place all full of trees. They thought that they were going to have good soil to work the land and realized after the thaw that that was not the case. But instead of leaving, instead of saying it's too difficult, they stayed and they worked. And they prayed, and they upheld each other in joy and sorrow. And I doubt if any one of them thought that something so beautiful would come out of it. We are beneficiaries of their work and of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the reasons that I think they were so brave is they knew that scripture, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when they left their homes in Norway and Germany and came here, they knew the promises of scripture. They knew that whatever happened, they could rely on God Almighty. And that is the same today. And that's why we teach our children. That's why we tell the stories, to give them a perspective, especially when things are tough, especially when it seems like we're entering World War III. We have to remember on the perspective of history that Jesus is the same and that we can rely on Almighty God in every situation and in every time. So when you think of the past, and you think you want to be a good steward, not only tell the story, but tell the God behind the story. That would be a good steward of the past. That man gave me so much hope in my early ministry. It was years later that I discovered that he had died. I had been in my new church for a few years. I went back, not to do his funeral, but just to bear silent witness to the hope that that man planted inside of me. We are stewards of our past so that we can give our children a future, that they will know that wherever they go and whatever life brings to them, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the grace and the strength that you gave our predecessors. I thank you that we are beneficiaries of that grace, and I ask that you would give us the courage and the love to tell that story over and over again. In Jesus' name, amen.